we get things rolling this afternoon by talking about a big musical event coming up this weekend at the historic Bangor Opera House at Penobscot Theater. The Grand Tour plays the Highwaymen, and well, the leader of the group is here with us on the phone, making his way to Maine. Larry Tobias joins us. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Chris, thank you so much. It's really glad to be here. We're looking forward to tomorrow night. Kick things off.
Absolutely. Well, last year you guys were here and put on a fantastic show honoring the possum, the music of George Jones, and now you celebrate the guys who were the fathers of the outlaw country movement.
Absolutely. We'd be real happy about bringing this Highwayman show to the Bangor Opera House and Penobscot Theater Company. It's an honor and a privilege to play this kind of music for real country music fans who understand what classic country music is and how there's a great group of people up there that just love it so much. So we're truly honored to bring it back to the Bangor Opera.
Well, and the original Highwayman group was such an interesting story, too, originally forming to do a cover of the great song by friend of our show, Jimmy Webb, The Highwaymen, that had been recorded by Glenn Campbell and a lot of folks. But it was such a big hit, and the guys had so much fun together that they turned it into really the first country music supergroup.
Yeah, so they did. Something like the story goes, you know, we got a barn, let's put on a show. So they did it, and they got together and had so much fun, like you said, with that recording, that it was like, well, we got to take this on the road. And if nobody else likes it, at least we'll have a good time.
Well, they sure did. So do you guys do, you not only do the music they did as a group, do you do some of the music they did as individuals?
That's exactly what we're doing. Kind of the format of this whole thing was to sort of follow their lead. And, you know, each of them, Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson, they all had such an enormous catalog of hits and then deeper cuts that people know and love and want to hear. So that was our intention, to put all this together as the four separate guys, but then as the supergroup too. So we're doing some of the songs that they recorded as the Highwaymen, but primarily it's kind of an exploration of each of their individual catalogs. It's been a lot of fun. And I might say, awfully hard to figure out which ones to play when we only have an hour and 45 minutes to get them all in. So it's been difficult choosing exactly which songs we play. We've learned about, I don't know, 40 songs, and there's no way we could play 40 in an hour and 45. So we've had to cut quite a few and mix them over the weekend. If you come to every show, you'll probably hear different things. Not completely, but at every show, we'll insert and edit and delete.
Well, there'll be four shows this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and then a pair of shows on Sunday. You can get your tickets at PenobscotTheater.org, call the box office as well, or just stop in and see the folks there and get to it. Yeah, you mentioned the musicians. Our friend Andrew Crow, part of the group as always. Who else will be playing and singing this weekend?
So Andrew, as you well know, has performed at the Bangor Opera House a number of times with Penobscot. So he's playing his multiple instrumental self as a pianist, and he's playing keyboards, and playing the harmonica, and the fiddle, and he's singing his face off. So that's Andrew. I've got Mike Rosengarten, who was my lead guitar player for the Grand for George Jones tribute last year. He's singing and playing electric guitar. I've got a guy named Sam Sherwood, who's been all over the country singing, doing these Hank Williams shows, and George Jones, and Johnny Cash stuff as well. He's playing bass and singing with us. And I've got Jeremy Yadow, who's coming in to play drums and kind of do a little Levon Helm action and play drums. He's singing as well, like Levon. So we got five parts singing and five parts playing constantly. It's going to be a gracious mess, as my grandmother would say.
Well, you've been in the business for a long, long time, Larry. Have you ever had occasion to play with any of the real guys?
You know, I spent a lot of time in Nashville, and I've met a lot of guys. I've played, made a record one time on Mel Tillis' farm, and I had a lot of his guys come out from the state side and play on my record, which was Mel's backup band for, you know, famously for 50 years. Mel passed away recently back in the fall, you may probably know. So I played with the state side a bunch of times, and different guys rotated in and out of that band. But never the big legends. They mostly had hung up their traveling shoes by the time I got around. But I have met George once at the opera. And he said, I told this story last year at my show, but I met George Jones at the Grand Ole Opry. backstage one time, and he says, "Tobias, man, you're that guy that plays me on the road." I've been doing the George Jones and Tammy Wynette story at the time. And I said, "Uh-oh, here we go." I was like, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Uh-huh, how many times do you think you've played George Jones?" I said, "I don't know, maybe 250, something like that." He goes, "Oh, 250 times you've played George Jones." I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Well, you probably played me almost as much as I have."
Well, you mentioned Mel Tillis. You mentioned Mel Tillis, man, the greatest lyric in country music that has anything to do with Maine, from Mental Revenge. I hope that the train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair.
New love affair, that's right. We want to put that in the show for sure. I went to Mel, I was friends with him, very good friends with him and his family. And I went to his memorial service a couple of weeks ago at the Ryman. And I'm going to tell you, man, it was a beautiful service with Ann and Terry and Sonny Boy of Mel Jr. And that all the kids put together for Mel, and a lot of sort of who's who, Hall of Fame country music people were there. And it was a beautiful service that, you know, at the Mother Church of Country Music downtown Nashville. It was just tremendous. I love that man dearly, and he made a big impact on my life.
It's going to be a great show this weekend. The Grand Tour plays The Highwaymen. Four shows, Penobscot Theater, the Bangor Opera House. Make sure you get your tickets, 942-3333, penobscottheater.org, or just stop into the box office in person and see Larry and this great group of musicians playing the music of Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson. Travel safely, Larry, and as always, thanks for making time for us.
It is my pleasure. I hope everybody comes out this weekend. We'll look forward to it.